Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Last Garden in England by Julia Kelly. Read by Shiromi Arserio, Marisa Collin, Danielle Cohen, Catherine Littrell, and Siobhan Waring.
For Dad, who gave me his love of gardens. Therefore all seasons shall be sweet to thee. Samuel Taylor Coleridge. Prologue. January 1908. Her steps in sturdy walking boots are steady on the stone path, despite the ice that crunches underfoot. All around her, snow-covered branches bend and bow, threatening to break. All is quiet. She walks deeper into this winter garden, stark and beautiful, with its clusters of silver birches broken by dogwood, blood-red stems violent against mournful grasses bending in the wind. Pure white hellebores, the Christmas rose, dot the border. It pains her to think that in a month the first green heads of snowdrops will burst forth through the snow in elegant white blooms before purple crocuses with vibrant yellow stamen follow. She will not see these heralds of spring. Others will have to read the signs that this garden is ready to relinquish its crown. She stops at the edge of the stone path. Sorrow.